Okay, so we're going to do a recap here on Perek Tezvav. Just to review, this is the concept that you find in all of the, any Sefer which is at all Kabbalistically inclined, certainly the Sefer Chassidus, about mentioning the ten spheres. What that means to us. So first and foremost, he begins with the premise, lest anyone think that this really have anything to do actually with the Almighty. So he quotes from his Rebbe, from the great Maggid, that the great Maggid comments on Avraham Avinu's statement of Anochi Afar Ve'efer, I am dust and ashes. And the great Maggid taught us that, he says, that Avraham Avinu was known as being a Merkava, as being a virtual chariot to the attribute of love, of chesed, right? So one might think that somehow his chesed really resembles the chesed of, in its source, of Hashem, right? He's Baal Chesed. Hashem is Baal Chesed. So there's a similarity between the two. Comes Avraham Avinu and says, hey, let me put this in perspective for you. Wood is made up of four elements. There's air and water and fire and earth. Those are the four elements that everything's made up. When wood burns, when fire consumes a piece of wood, you're left with a pile of ashes. What happens? He says the fire dissipates, the water that was in the wood expires, goes into the air. The air certainly goes into the air, so you're left with the essential essence of the wood, the vast majority of the wood, which is the offer. That's what you're left with. Says Avraham Avinu, if you want to understand my chesed compared to Hashem's chesed, it's the similarity of offer to a piece of wood. That's how similar. And then he adds, and on top of that, it's you can't even compare that to it. Now, nonetheless, he says we have seven emotional qualities and three intellectual qualities. And the difference, he says, between chesed is the action, the interest, the motion of giving indiscriminately. Gevura is indiscriminate withholding. Tiferes is called rachamim, meaning it's judgment in giving. I withhold where I need to withhold, but I give where I need to give, and there's a worthy recipient of that chesed. That's chesed. That's tiferes, which is rachamim. Then he went into netzach and hoid. Those are the kidneys that give wisdom. And he said that it's also to overcome that which might prevent the giving, whether from within or from without. So to overcome one's midas agvura, that would tell him not to give, that would be to be minatzeach, something within. Certainly any outward force that would get in the way of one's giving, if someone is victorious over that, that's also the midah of netzach. Then he said yisoid is the ability of the connection to take place, that hiskashrus, the magic that takes place, he says, of a face-to-face conversation versus somebody calling in from California, where that's the best you can do when you're in California, but it's not the same as a face-to-face. So the love and the favor that one can sense in somebody's eyes and somebody's affect, that is panim el panim. That's face-to-face. And that's the midah of Yisrael. Now, let's start on Kuf Chav Gimel, which would be 245. Right after the parenthesis. It's about three quarters of the way up the page, towards the top of the page. You got it there, Kuf Chav Gimel. Kuf Chav Gimel towards the top. Vine Midas Elu. these character traits, and b'chinas chitzoinius shebenefesh, they are external expressions of one's being. Ubitaychan milavashais midais pnimius, but contained in these outward expression, there's always an inner motivator. What is that? Shem b'chinas ahava v'yir. Behind every good midah stands these two forces of love and of awe. Dino derech Moshe. So let's put this into practical terms. Ba'ava mashpia libnoi, a parent who is giving to a child. Machmas ahavosai. So he wants to give the kid everything in the world because he loves the kid. Yet, umayneya hashpa'osai, but he withholds from gifting to him. Because of his fear of Yerosai, he's afraid, as we know is the nature of children, that if you give them too much, you spoil them, you're not doing them any good. So the outward actions are based upon the love of the parent that wants to give to the child and the fear of the parent of giving too much. So there's behind the outward actions, there's all kinds of internal activity going on behind the scenes. Now,
Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves. Presentation now. Mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.
It's a little water here. But the source, the root. Meaning, let's go even further back than just the love and the fear. What's behind the love and the fear? What's behind that is from the three intellectual components that are in a person's soul. He explains as follows, and this really takes you back to the whole structure of why their whole philosophy is called Chabad. Surprise! Here it is. Okay? These seven words summarize the entire Chassidus. Ki lefi seichel ha'adam, because according to the seichel of a person, kach hein midosav, to that degree will be the person's midas. The more you can invest in their seichel, the more you can uplift, the more you can edelize, you can refine the person's seichel, it will filter down into their midas. Their ahava will be different, their yira will be different, and by extension, once the ahava and the yira will be different, their chesed and gvura will be different, and their netzach and their hoyd and the yisoid will be different, but it all has to come from what is it that I'm loving, and what is it that I'm fearing, if you can uplift and there's a better word for it, and exalt, and make the seichel acquire, attain a hechredarga of godliness, then obviously the love and the fear are going to be of a different matter. Right? Kinir b'chush. He says, I'll prove it to you. She'akotn, a child. She'achabad shaloi hem b'pchinis katnus, that their chokhma bin adas is about insignificant things. Kach kol midos of him bedvarim katnei erech. So all of his midas express themselves similarly about small things, right? They want, you know, iPads and narishkeit. V'gam b'gdoilim v'fisich le'yuladish, when it comes to adults. So too, according to the person seichel, that's where their attainments are going to be. Because according, commensurate with the person's abundance of wisdom. So too will be the person's love. And his loving kindness. V'chein shar kol midos of, and so too all the rest of his midos, they're all going to be based upon wherever the person's seichel is holding. That's where his midos are going to go. The pnimius, meaning the love and the awe. V'chitzonius, meaning the chesed and the gvura. Mekairan, the source of all of these things, is going to be Mechach Mabina Dashaboi. Always will those actions, will those qualities be commensurate with the person's level of intellectual attainment. The main arena of action is in Das. Was heißt? Hanimshach mipchinas achachma ubina sheboy. Das is the result of the chachma and the bina. Kenira b'chush. As again we see in practicalities. Kilefishinu deyois b'nei odam zemizeh. Because the way you can have two people reading the same material, but based upon how they are intellectually put together, called their das, the way they connect it, kachushini midasayim, their midas are going to be different. So they could both read the exact same thing and come out with completely different conclusions, and as a result, with completely different loves and fears and actions. However, by the period, about six lines from the bottom, vine kol zeh, I want you to go back to what we said earlier, and that is that everything we've discussed here is only in the way of a parable. Everything we're discussing here is only relevant to that which is referred to as the Nefesh HaBahami, the lower component of the person's being. Habo Miklipas Noiga, that which stems from, remember we discussed earlier in Tanya that there are Shalish Klipas HaTemeis, there's three Klipas that are completely Tame, they're completely from the dark side. Klipas Noiga, sometimes good, sometimes bad. So the Nefesh HaBahami of the Jew comes from Klipas Noiga. But in the truth, B'nefesh Hal Yoino of the Kiss, when we're referring to the godly soul, Shuchelik of the Kamimal, which is made up of sheer godliness. Kol Amidos Pnimius V'Chitzonius, all of the attributes that stem from the godly soul, whether they are what we explained earlier as being the internal motivators, or the external expressions of those midas, hem l'shem levadi. When we're talking about the godly soul, all of these things express themselves strictly and exclusively with interest of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki machmas ahavas Hashem. Because of his love, the godly soul's yearning and love for Hashem. And because of the neshama's incredible yearning to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chafetz chesed, it desires exclusively chesed, kidei lidvayk b'midoisav, as Chazal tell us, hadbeik b'midoisav, he's playing on the words of Chazal, k'mam Chazal, al pasuk uledav kabay. Chazal tell us on these words where Hashem commands us to be dovik b'Hashem, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell us Chazal, hadbeik, what's the next word? B'midaisav. We're attributing midas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like he visits the sick, you should visit the sick. These are all in the ways of a parable. But the way to do that, is to be dovik in the midas of the godly soul. Where are you going to have Gvuras? We understood that when we're dealing with the Nefesh HaBahami, which he described on the earlier two pages, when the Midas express themselves, so it's his fear of giving the child too much because the kid's going to get spoiled and he's going to use it, misuse it, and so on. Right? You don't want to give the missiles to the Russians because, you know, they're going to do bad things with them. Right? So there you understand about how do you have Gvura when it comes to the godly soul? Where does that possibly have an expression? So the Balatanya, you know where? 246, the second line. Li para min arishoyim. It's to take vengeance in the wicked. Ula ancham, and when you need to punish them. Be'oin she'a teira, where the Torah allows for that to take place. What's more? It is also to overcome one's inclination, and so that's the second example of Gevurah. Mm-hmm. One was to take out one's vengeance against the wicked. The second is to overcome. You need tremendous strength to overcome one's desires. The third thing is ulikadesh es atzbe memutaloi, is to sanctify oneself even in the area of the permissible. That horrible, terrible word that we use called chumra. Shh, don't tell anybody. We believe in it. It's a bad word. And what's more, Velaz is gedev isiyogla Torah, to make fences and safeguards around the Torah lest we come, God forbid, to stumble upon Isur. Mipnei pachad Hashem yirosai. Any thinking person will make those barriers because of their simple fear for HaKadosh Baruch Hu pen yovel the decheit chas v'shalom, lest they, heaven forbid, stumble upon an avera. If somebody has yira, so then gevura makes a lot of sense. I'm not going to go down that and that street because I know that on that and that street there exists whatever it is that might tempt me or whatever you can do. If it's real, it's real. Then there's Gevura. Ay, 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 ay. What's Tiferes? What's splendor? But that's, earlier he discussed it as being a balance, right? Between giving where it's deserved. But in this context of the nefesh of the ki lefa'er es Hashem, it is to beautify Hashem v'toyrosai and his Torah and mitzvahs b'chol mine pe'er, in every which form that we can possibly sanctify and beautify Hashem and his Torah, to be a walking kiddush Hashem uledavka b'shvachav, and to connect ourselves to those who praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol b'chinas nafshay, in every element of his soul, da'ayin obiz b'inanus sichlo y'machshav toy, first and foremost, to begin with the top, that is to contemplate, using his seichel and his thoughts, to constantly thinking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chem b'diburay, and so too in his speech. V'chein, now going on to Netzach. V'chein lamaid b'nitzoch and neged kol menei abavidus Hashem. It is to have victory over any stumbling block that would get in the way of one's service of Hashem. U'medadav k'mayot to cleave to Hashem. V'neged kol menei, or to stand opposing to anything that would prevent meliyos k'vod Hashem. Anything that would prevent or get in the way of the glorification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Malik Al Aretz, of proving and showing the world that the entire world is suffused with the presence of Hashem. Where do you see this in history? He says a fascinating thing. Like the wars of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that King David fought all his life. They were all to prove that no matter where and no matter what went on in his life, there was always the presence of Hashem. What's Hoid? What is Hoda'ah? praise and thanks. Lishtachva is to bow down to Lohidis Lashem and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Mechayu Mahavis HaKoyel. Now here he's using the word Hoda can have two meanings. Hoda can mean to praise. Hapam Oides Hashem. Then you have in the Gemara, for instance, Moide Chachamim the Remeir. The Chachamim acquiesce. They're bottle. I disagree with you, but you're greater than me. So I will submit my opinion to yours. I recognize that you must know better, even though I totally disagree with you. So here he's saying, Lohides Lashem Hashem Chayu Mahavis HaKoyel. And everything in the world is completely and totally nullified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, nothing has any value, any standing. The world is like completely non-existent compared to him. Ah, you're going to argue, what in the world does that mean to me? Even though our little puny minds cannot possibly grasp how it can be that the Rolls Royce is has no value, talk of the Baruch Hu. I mean, come on, some things have to have value. We acquiesce with a complete and total bittul shekeinu be'emes la'amita, that is the truth. So taka, we can't grasp it intellectually, but we can be maida. We can acknowledge that is the case. So the first interpretation he gives to Haid is not from a language of hoda'ah, of thanks, of praise, but rather a language of bittul, of setting aside, I am the most brilliant person in the world, no question. Everybody acknowledges that. Despite that, I cannot grasp how the world has no intrinsic value to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I acknowledge that that's the truth. Then he says, "U'bichlal zeh, inclusive in hoida of the first kind, is gam ken lohidis Lashem, is also to praise and to thank Hashem HaKol HaToiv HaShem Gamalanu for all the goodness that He's done for us. V'loy liyos kafui toiv HaChas V'Shalom, not to be, heaven forbid, to be an ingrate." Inclusive in this, Lohidus al Kol Shvachav is to praise for all of His praise, Hashem's praises, Umidaisav, Upulaisav, Ba'atzilus, Ubrius, Al Yonim, Tachtenim, to thank Hashem and acknowledge. Again, he's trying to prove here that the more we know, the more there is to be thankful for. The less one knows, right? You can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, you know, 85 different types of sharks if the only one you ever saw was the white, right? The great white. The more you know, the more you know about every element of creation, and in all of the elements, all the details of those creations, the more there is to thank for. So again, it is commensurate with a person's knowledge. It's going to still always go back to the Chachma Bin of Das. Creations above and below. You know how many types of angels there are? Right? We got to thank for all of them. Who knows? There's no limit to how many and the different kinds. That's the language of splendor and thanks. So that's hoid. Taking it a step further, so to when it comes to yisoid, what does yisoid mean in this context? It is that his soul should be bound up, completely connected and tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of all life, and to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like glue, with yearning, and a incredible pleasure. Remember I showed you that clip of the Rabbi Shivka Rebbe saying that bracha, right? There was nothing more fun in the world, right? It's Tainug Nifla. Okay, now that was Yesoid. So Yesoid involves connection and ultimate pleasure. Ubemidas Malchus, ultimately the final Mida is the Mida of Malchus, the Kabbalah of Ol Malchusei Vavidosei, to accept upon oneself the yoke of his kingdom and his service, Ka'avidas Kol Eved La'adonai, like the service of every slave to his master, Be'emo Be'yira, with fear and trembling, and Mikar Shait, period. That's Malchus. The root and the source of all midas, hein mechabad. Everything comes from chachma binadas. All midas stem from these intellectual qualities. Dehainu, that is to say, hachachma umikoyr asechel. Let's analyze now the three intellectual qualities. What are they? What's the difference between chachma, bina, and das? So, here they go. Chachma is mikir asechel. Chachma is the source of the intellectual power. Hamasig es Hashem, that is able to grasp anything about Hashem. V'chachmasai, ugdulasai, umidoisav agdoishais. Hashem's wisdom, Hashem's greatness, Hashem's attributes. Shemanig umachaya behen kol elamas. Hashem doesn't have any attributes. But his midos, with which he has made a decision to operate the world using those midas. Those are the midas that we refer to. Elyonim v'tachtonim, whether it's the worlds above or the worlds below. So that's chachma. Chachma is the source of that intellectual capacity. Bina. Bina. So the way the later Rebbeim of Chabad explain this is it's like a lightning bolt. Flash in the sky. It's all there. Or it's when you're struggling to understand something, you say, oh, I got it. But then you got to take it and flesh it out. You got to pull it this way and pull it that way and fill in all the blanks and make sure it meets and answers all the questions. That's Bina. Bina hu his bainanis basagazu. Bina is the contemplation of this idea, ba'irich v'reichav, up to the top of the next page, in length and in width and in breadth. V'ayimik bina, said to use the depth of one's understanding, lahavan davar mitech davar, to take the idea and apply the idea from one thing to another, ulo haylin ma'asagazu, tol deseo, and then to allow this idea to give birth to the natural outcomes. Shehein avavira. If God is so great, then the result of that should be that I should fear Him and I should love Him. And all the other attributes that we've been discussing here that are the result of the godly soul, the godly soul, when it's involved in grasping and actually actively thinking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As David HaMelech says, there is no limit. This is an infinite activity. This goes on forever and ever. Now, V'yesh, P'chinis Kedudas Hashem. There's sometimes that a person contemplates the greatness of Hashem. Shel yideiz b'nus ha-nefesh o-dikizbo, that when the godly soul contemplates it, tipol aleo emos ha-vefachad, the result will be that the person will be overcome, like the Rebbe Bzisha was, with a tremendous trembling and fear. She yiritato, she b'chines malchus. There is one form, which is malchus, which he said earlier, which is a Kabbalah's oil, I'm accepting upon myself the yoke because I fear Him. But there's a higher level. V'yesh b'chinah sh'memeneh bo ahava rabba. I'm sorry. V'yesh b'chinah godless Hashem sh'memeneh bo yiri lo. But there's a higher form of fear, which is not I'm afraid of Him, but I'm ashamed of Him. It's being in the presence of greatness where a person is humbled and they feel tiny in their presence. It's not a fear, as much as it's a shame, as much as it's a humility, that Yiras Baish is awe. Sometimes the bina, that understanding, will lead to an overwhelming love. And there are some angles, depending on how you think about something, that there's a smaller form of love. And that in turn leads a person to act using the outward action of the midas, meaning shen chesed and gvura and netzach and so on, will be cool on tzarich lias melovish mebchinas hadas. But with all them, one must maintain the connection that involves the concept of das shubchinas hiskashus hanefesh. That is to bond one's soul, hakshura utukua basagazu, that's embedded and completely tied to this idea, shema segas, that drove this entire effort to begin, which was a zeinin migdulas Hashem. There was some concept in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that drove the person, either to love or to fear or to whatever it is that's driving him to act. There was some idea that sparked this whole thing. So maintaining the connection with that original idea is the idea of das. Through which one of the midas was given birth. Because if the person allows their mind to veer away, even for a moment, from the idea that they were contemplating, the result has to be that if they're not contemplating the source of the love and the fear, that the love and the fear will disappear. There cannot be midas without Chabad. There has to be Chochma Bina Das for there to be true midas. Otherwise, we're operating on autopilot without there being any emotional drive driving the engine. May Agili b'nefesh alahelam liyaz b'bekoyach v'leh b'poyel. It has to go back to its source where it is in potential, what the Maral would call the koyach hayuli, the power of the potential. U'lechein nikra hazivik b'loshen das. This is why intimacy is referred to as das. B'nei shu loshen iskashus, because it is a language of connection. Excuse me. This is referred to as the lower das, that has the capacity to connect to a person's character. And it becomes the driving force. It is embodied in the character to give them their sustenance and to make them move, to make them go. But v'yeshpchin is das elyon, there is a higher form of das, shubchin is hiskashus, v'chibam mikorasech ala masig, oimek amusig. There is a higher form of das, which is to connect and to tie the root of the seichel of the understander with the depth of their understanding, shikinikuda. It is just like a, as we discussed earlier, it's just a shot in the sky. Ukeberek hamavrik al seichel, like a lightning bolt that flashes through the person's seichel, she is pashit lamata, that has the ability to spread out below into the person's being. To bring the depth of the idea to greater and deeper understanding, and this should, in a person who's constantly involved in this, it should be an ever-evolving concept. The person's not supposed to stay in kindergarten. So it's supposed to evolve. The more a person envelops their mind, there should be new lightning bolts coming through. Oh, and that's what this means. Oh, that's what that means. Now you can apply it to this, you can apply it to that, and you see great people do this. Rabbi Pinchas Friedman just sent me his third volume on Bereshis. What is it? Close to 1,000 pages, 600 pages on three parshias, Vayeshev through Vayechi. And that's how he operates. It's just that one idea leads to another idea leads to another idea. It's unbelievable the way that, you know, if people are into it. So it just sparks a lightning storm of ideas. Ba'chavas habir ba'orech v'reichiv, to take it and to spread it out in the length and in the breadth. You see how Rabbi Elkan takes these ideas and is able to just extrapolate them into mashalim and then break them down into these real life situations and be able to take them apart into tiny categories and subcategories and that's emik v'reichiv shibchinas bina hanigra rechavas hanor. This is called the breath, the length of the rivers, kamoshi yisbar b'mkoymai, as it will be explained in its correct place. So that is the concept of the midos as they are in the nefesh ha'liki, as they are in the nefesh ha'bahami, and using the mashal of anochi ofer ve'efer, we have some idea in a very, very distant, detached way that all these midas have to come in their source from the koiches through which the Rebbeinu Shlom operates his world. All right, we continue in Mitzvah Hashem on the journey next week.